Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. We sell dental practices. Today's topic is dentist refuses to acknowledge what their actual net profit is or their EBITDA. We'll talk about that. Anyway, so as you know, we're in now 22 states across the country. We have 10 employees, including two CPA accounts, marketing director, operations director, and development acquisition team. Now, you can reach us at phone number 201-663-0935, website or web address, dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. We have plenty of information on that. We now have 417, I believe, YouTube videos, so you could look it up. Take a glance at that. Once again, our number is 201-663-0935. Now, everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal advice. If you are thinking about buying or selling a dental practice, we'd be more than happy to talk to you. And we give free consultations, free evaluations. There's no charge for that. Or even if you had a few questions, feel free to call us. We'd be happy to chat with you. If you are thinking about selling to a large DSO, definitely call us because we work with many of them for 14 years. We think we know who the best are and who's buying, who's not buying, who's consolidating, who's having trouble getting financing. So we know a lot. So please give us a call and we could talk to you about that and give you. Now, they'll often pay our commission. So you as a seller on a DSO sale, generally there's no commission. And then as a seller also, if you work with us, we don't charge you legal fees. That is, your legal fees will be reimbursed upon successful closing. If it has certain criteria involved, of course. But if it's one of the larger DSO deals, there is no net legal fees. We'll reimburse you for those fees at successful closing. So call us. We'll talk to you about it. Okay? So moving forward, today's topic is these dentists, many of them, will refuse to acknowledge how much their actual net income is after paying a doctor to work there or your EBITDA. They just refuse. And what happens is you got to realize if somebody's going to buy your business and they're going to run it remotely or absentee, they've got to pay somebody to operate. So buy your business and pay somebody to work as a dentist. And there's debt service on top of that because you as a buyer is going to have the debt service is going to be high. And you've got to incorporate into that into your mortgage, your monthly mortgage note. So you're paying another dentist to do the work. You have a mortgage note, bank note to pay off. So your expenses are somewhat higher and far more expensive than the dentist. The dentist will often tell me, but my accountant told me I am profitable. And I respond, yes, you may be profitable, but you're doing all the work or the majority of the work. And you don't have any more bank loans. So we have to find a buyer that is now going to have a bank loan. And if the buyer is not going to work in your office or diminished hours, it's not going to be as profitable to them. Then a dentist will often say, well, look how much it costs to rebuild my office. Has to be worth something. You're right, it does. But that is only if the buyer wants to be at your location with your setup, with your equipment, everything. Now, as far as equipment goes, just a note that you may love your cabinets. They could look beautiful, but the dentist, and I know one particular, doesn't like wood. They like glass and white cabinets. They can't stand wood. Just don't like it. That's one person's opinion. So your great cabinets that you paid a fortune for, your beautiful chair that you feel really comfortable with, the patients love it, the buyer may not like that. So when it comes to say, well, I could just, you know, it's going to cost you so much to build your own office, they're going to build the office exactly the way they want and exactly the location they want. So your value, even though it's high value, and I'm with you on that, is not as high value to them. That's what happens. It's just the value is not there for them. So you've got to accept in the end what your true net profit is. It's a big problem I have with a lot of the dentists not understanding, especially when there's a DSO sale. A DSO wants your practice at about 20, 21%, 22% EBITDA. That's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, and so forth. They want that at about 20, 21%. Again, that's your net profit, and then paying the doctor to work there, paying somebody to work there. When you're far below that, it doesn't work for the DSOs. That's why they'll walk away from the deal sometimes. It doesn't cash flow. They can't make money on it because they have to pay somebody to do your hours or pay you and take their debt service. Even if they have cash in the bank, their cash could be making 6% somewhere else or more, 8%. So that's the way they think about it. And I have this problem often. These dentists cannot get their arms around the fact that it may be profitable to them because their accountant told you, but when a new buyer comes in with new debt service, and if it's a DSO especially, they have to hire people to work there. There is no doctor, DSO, you know. So that's something to be aware of. Many dentists can't get their arms around this concept. They don't understand it. And we do the best we can to explain it. But sometimes they can't. So we hope that if there's a seller out there, you understand what you're up against. The buyer that's going to be absentee and not work there has to pay you, pay all your overhead, pay the mortgage on the building or mortgage on your practice, the bank note. And there may be very little money left at the end. So this is something to understand. Now, we have certain banks we work with that can explain to the seller, well, your practice for a new buyer is not cash flowing. And you'll have the opportunity to talk to them and you hear from a third party. All right. Well, listen, we have a lot more videos coming through. We're really excited, as you know. It's coming into the springtime here in the northeast. It's going to be beautiful. I can't wait till I'm warm again. Ooh, boy, I'm so cold. All right. So stay tuned. We should be doing, I think we did like 4 or 5 last week, 2, 3 the week before that, or right back we get back from the cruise. I think I did 4 or 5 of them. So take a look at those and YouTube videos and tell me what you think. If you like them, give me a call, because we now have 400, I guess, 417. We just added some more. I thought it'd be 421. Oh, we're growing. So take a glance at those. See how you like it, and call us if you have questions at any time. We'll be more than happy to chat with you. Thank you. Have fun today. It's a weekend. Bye.